This is Free Thought Radio with co-hosts Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Safe, secular, and religion-free Memorial Day weekend. I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor, and welcome to Free Thought Radio, your weekly antidote to the religious right.
And I'm Dan Barker, the other voice on Free Thought Radio. I'm your friendly neighborhood atheist of the airwaves. This is the weekend of May 28th, 2011, and this show originates in Madison, Wisconsin. Free Thought Radio also airs in Atlanta, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Monterey, New York City, for those of you who are early risers, and our show podcasts everywhere throughout the natural, not the supernatural, but throughout the natural universe.
We have two timely guests today from Bastrop, Louisiana. We will be talking with a young man who's made quite an impact as a secular activist, if not in his own town, over the internet. Damon Fowler will be FFRF's newest student activist honoree. We are going to be honoring him because he protested illegal graduation prayers at his high school graduation last week in Bastrop, Louisiana.
And then in the second half of the show, we'll talk with an FFRF member, a member of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, who's an activist in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She's one of the 10 new out-of-the-closet billboards that just went up there for a month.
She's on one of the billboards.
She is. She's on one of them. What did I say?
She is a billboard.
Oh, well, she is a billboard. She now is a billboard. Rhonda Dorrell was FFRF's local coordinator. She helped choose the billboards and work with the other participants. And, well, we'll tell you more about that on the second half of today's show.
So we have on the phone with us Damon Fowler, who just graduated from Bastrop High in Bastrop, Louisiana. And he complained about unlawful prayers at his school district for the planned graduation on May 20th. And FFRF got involved at several levels about his complaint. We contacted the superintendent and so on. And we are going to be giving Damon a Catherine Faringer student activist scholarship of $1,000, and we do want to let Damon tell the story himself. So welcome to Free Thought Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Now tell us what happened, how you came to complain, what you did about the graduation prayers at Bastrop.
I had already knew about the prayer that was going to happen, but I really didn't think I would be able to do anything about it. And one day I was looking on YouTube about things like this, and I noticed another person that had complained about a prayer banner. And, I mean, I just got the idea that, you know, maybe one person could make a difference in this. So, I mean, I wrote the email and everything, but I posted something on reddit.com because I knew I wouldn't get any local support at all. And I was just looking for a little support and motivation to do it.
And did you sent an email to your principal? Was that right?
I sent it to the superintendent of the school district.
And what did you tell him?
I told him that what was going to happen. I told him the prayer at the graduation would have been against Louisiana state law and unconstitutional, and that I would have to contact the ACLU if he didn't, you know, listen to what I was saying. He knew that it was unconstitutional and everything. It has been against state law I mean, it's in a state law that it couldn't, there could be no school endorsed prayer for, I think, maybe 16 years. And they've been doing it since then.
Wow.
They've ignored the law.
And it was just you? Did you have any friends who agreed with you?
Very few. None of them very openly. But I did have a couple friends that actually supported me.
So, Damon, I'm a little confused about the chronology. Did you get a reply from the superintendent, or was your reply the article that was in the paper the next day?
There was no reply. It was just the article.
So tell us about that article.
The article, I really don't remember much about it. I remember the comment by Mitzi Quinn, but that's...
So what the article did was announce that they were going to drop the prayer that had formerly been scheduled, but what caught our eye and what I think so many people on the internet got angry about was that the Daily Enterprise there in Bastrop, Louisiana, went to a teacher called Mitzi Quinn, and I believe she's an English teacher at your old high school, is that right?
Yes.
And had you ever had a class with her?
No.
So what she was quoted saying, criticizing this action, and then she said, what's even more sad is that this is a student who really hasn't contributed anything to graduation or their classmates.
Huh.
And what a derogatory and horrible thing to say about you. How did you feel?
It was really hurtful. I mean, I didn't really know what to think about that. When I talked to her later, she said that it was taken out of context. she might have just been saying something to smooth it over with me, but she said it was taken out of context, and she said that she didn't want any student to be remembered by their class as doing something like this. But it's still pretty hurtful to me because I don't see this as a bad thing.
Of course. Well, and we got involved. We started getting other people sending this article to us and asking us to support you. And then we heard from your brother and yourself so that we were able to get a little more information. And one of our attorneys, Stephanie Smith, wrote Tom Thrower, who is the superintendent of Morehouse Parish Schools, and complained about this comment and asked for an investigation. So we had sent that letter out on Thursday, and at the same time that we were faxing that letter and starting to hear from you, there was a, what did they call it? A graduation rehearsal at your school? Is that right?
Well, it was actually a class night. It's where they recognize the people that got scholarships and you know, things like that. But they held a prayer at that, and it was scripted because you can just tell by the way she was reading it. She was reading it from notes.
And well, we actually have a clip of that, of what happened. And so why don't we play to that and get your reactions after that?
Please stand for a moment of silence and remain standing for the presentation of colors and the Pledge of Allegiance. Before I get started, though, let me say this. I was initially chosen to deliver the invocation, but I was recently informed that I would be leading the moment of silence. However, before I fulfill my obligation, I would like to say that I am of the Christian faith, and I respect those who do not share in the same beliefs as I do. But at this time, I would like to give thanks to the God that has made the class of 2011 a great success. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you in thankfulness and a grateful heart for the friendships and the memories that you have given us as the class of 2011. Even though, for many of us, this will be the last time that we gather as a class, we pray that you will lead us, guide us, and watch over us through all of our endeavors throughout the rest of our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Well, Damon, sorry to make you relive that because, I mean, here you are. You're the only, they all know who you are. You're the only student who's protested prayer. It's your entire class and the whole high school kind of arrayed against you, this huge clapping and screaming and kind of animal-like shouts going on. What was that like for you?
I feel completely alienated from my class. I didn't feel like I was even part of the graduating class. Prayer, the way I see it, prayer doesn't unite the class, and that's what the whole thing is supposed to be about. Graduation is supposed to be about uniting the class of 2011, but instead prayer to a specific God separates the class into different religious groups, and no one could really appreciate that.
It seemed very tribal or something. It seemed like a football cheering. Our team is the best and the others are going to lose. You notice what she said at the beginning. Let's give thanks to the person who made 2011 a great year or whatever that was. But really, you're the one who did the homework. You're the one who took the test. You're the one who studied hard. You're the one who got the grades. And now they're up there giving thanks to someone else's God for all your hard work. You know, what's wrong with that picture?
It was disrespectful, really.
Oh, you're so disrespectful.
It seemed very spiteful.
Yes, it was spiteful. And then this student, the audio might have been a little hard for some people to hear that, but she identified herself as originally having been chosen by the school to offer the invocation. And so here's the school which has illegally been praying and setting up prayer for years and years. And then they have the same person who is supposed to pray get up and supposedly give a moment of silence. So as a result of this, FFRF wrote another letter of complaint. And why don't we take a break now? I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor with Dan Barker. We're talking with a very brave high school senior from Louisiana, Damon Fowler, about the problem and divisiveness of religion intruding itself into high school commencements. And we'll be back to find out what happened at the graduation ceremony.
I'm Marilee Harrison from Crystal Falls, Michigan, and I listen to the Free Thought Radio podcast.
As Mark Twain said, faith is believing what you know ain't so. This is Free Thought Radio.
I'm Dan Barker here with Annie Laurie Gaylor, and we're talking with Damon Fowler, who just graduated from high school, about the, well, I guess we're going to ask him what actually happened at the actual graduation.
And before we do that, Damon, there was this terrible thing that they did to you at the rehearsal and they were planning to do at the graduation ceremony, which was, we learned from you and your brother, they were going to make you last in line to get your diploma. What was that all about?
They were going to do that to me because I think it was because I missed the graduation practice that morning before the class night because I was receiving threats.
So you were scared to show up. And then they were going to punish you by making you really obviously the last person, like being last in line, back of the bus.
Well, didn't they think they were going to like boo you and they wanted that to happen at the end?
Yeah. They'd already booed me at the practice that I missed.
Oh, they did boo you. Okay. They booed you when you weren't in absentia?
Like, they called my name at the practice that I wasn't at and they booed.
Well, congratulations. That's a high honor to be booed for fighting for state church separation.
And so on that, a week ago Friday, we hustled our Stephanie Schmidt, our attorney, faxed another letter to your school complaining that this moment of silence was a sham. They had the same person who was going to give the invocation. And then we specifically went after this placement and we insisted that they put you back in your regular place. And that they take responsibility for ensuring your safety. And we also said, instead of honoring you as a pariah, the school should be honoring you for standing up for constitutional principles. Now, when you went to the graduation ceremony, what was that like?
It was scary. When they called my name, there was a person that yelled, "Jesus still loves you." And as I understand, he was escorted off campus by police. And I didn't know anything about that. I just got my diploma. I tried to get it over with. I was really scared.
Now, we have like a, I don't have time for the whole clip, but we have what happened at the graduation ceremony, which was another, of course, prayer.
I have something to say. I respect the beliefs of other people, but I feel that I can't go on without giving glory to my Lord today. Now, I'm going to ask my fellow graduates to participate in the Lord's Prayer if they want to.
Sounds like a church service, doesn't it?
So, Damon, there you were in the stadium. I mean, how did you feel when that happened?
It was completely disrespectful. I was very upset, actually. I knew they were actually going to do it because it was planned, and I'd seen it all over Facebook. People talking about, are we still doing the Lord's Prayer?
Was that your sister who yelled out?
Yes, sir.
First Amendment rights. That was cool.
Good for her. Now, I understand that they had a former state Louisiana representative, and then he made religious statements.
He basically said you can't be successful unless you have God.
So you were just surrounded. And then, you know, they had, after that prayer, they had a moment of silence. Then they had the religious Pledge of Allegiance. Then they played the national anthem, which makes it look like piety is linked to patriotism. Then they had this religious speech, commencement speech. But one nice thing, where were you in your line when you graduated?
I was in my rightful place.
Yay. So that feels good, at least.
Did anybody boo?
No, sir. No one booed at actual graduation.
Now, I heard rumors that the principal made a statement that people shouldn't pray. Is that right?
That they shouldn't pray?
Yeah. Did anybody say anything at all?
They never told anyone they shouldn't pray. Okay. They never said that.
Yeah. Well, we think you are very, very brave. We so much appreciate what you've done. This is Damon Fowler.
And you're not alone, Damon.
A high school senior who is very courageous. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Dan Barker with Annie Laurie Geller. We're talking with Damon Fowler, a Louisiana senior who took his entire class to challenge illegal graduation prayers. Coming up, we'll be listening to a Tulsa, Oklahoma activist talking about our out-of-the-closet billboard campaigns. When did they go up, Annie Laurie?
This week.
Just went up this week. So stay tuned. This is Free Thought Radio.
This is David Williamson in Sarasota, Florida, and I'm on Free Thought Radio.
Hi, this is Julia Sweeney. In my new play, Letting Go of God, I come out clearly as an atheist, absolutely committed to keeping church and state separate. Won't you join me and the Freedom From Religion Foundation in waking up America to the growing dangers of theocracy? Phone 1-800-335-4021. That's 1-800-335-4021. Or visit the Freedom From Religion Foundation at ffrf.org. That's ffrf.org.
Protect the First Amendment. It protects you. This is Free Thought Radio.
I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor.
And I'm Dan Barker with Free Thought Radio.
Our next guest is Rhonda Dorley, and she is a member of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. She is a native Oklahoman who knows that atheism is okay in Oklahoma. And she was the very essential local coordinator for FFRF's new billboard campaign in Oklahoma. We have just put up 10 billboards in Tulsa featuring local FFRF members, and that's in conjunction with our new Tulsa FFRF chapter. And these are members who are coming out of the closet publicly as atheists and agnostics with their face, their message, their name, and identifying information. And thank you so much for your hard work, Rhonda, and for being on one of those billboards.
Well, thank you. I was happy to be one.
So your face is on one of the billboards, right?
Yes.
And what does your billboard say?
It says, Born Again Skeptic.
Born Again Skeptic.
And then I guess we should get past this little controversy. When we invited people to be part of the Out of the Closet campaign, we have a sort of an online form that you fill out, and we ask you to give three possible messages because we have to vet it with the billboard company.
So that wasn't her first choice?
That wasn't your first choice, was it? What was your first choice?
My first choice was living a purpose-filled life without God.
Wow.
Which is really cute because that's a play on Reverend Rick Warren.
Well, that's the subtitle of my last book, too. So.
Yes, that's where I got it from, was your book.
So they missed the thought that Rick Warren would sue you if you put that up, right?
I think it was more of the without God part they thought might be a little too offensive for the Tulsa community.
And so when they took your statement, what was their version of your billboard?
They just wanted the without God on there. They wanted to put living a purpose-filled life and didn't really care for that one because that wasn't my actual quote. And then they said I could put atheist living a purpose-filled life. And so I thought I would just go with my second choice.
Which is Born Again Skeptic.
Born Again Skeptic.
I wonder if that's from the Ten Commandments, taking the name of the Lord in vain. If you put it on a billboard, I wonder if that's what they're thinking.
Oh, well, who knows? Because we just know we have to sign a contract and the billboard company gets the final say. You just have to tweak everything. But
yours is nice.
Yeah, it's
Born
really
Again Skeptic is nice.
It's a beautiful billboard.
Yes, and I love the background, too, and each of the billboards are very beautiful. I haven't got to see them up close yet.
They're all very different colors. And what color is yours again? It's red or?
It's a pink, which is one of my favorite colors. So it worked good for me.
And on that billboard, we have your smiling face. We have this big statement, Born Again Skeptic. And then it has your name and Silver City, where you live.
I live in Silver City, tiny community.
Identifies you by age, which is very brave of you, but you're very young.
Yes, and that was some of our concerns, was putting our names out there, but I think of it, if you're going to come out of the closet, might as well put it all out there and be proud.
Right, well, that's what we encourage. Now, I think of the 10 billboards, there's only one person who doesn't use her last name, and she's a young student. So I thought that you Tulsans were very brave. I think there was a higher percentage of Tulsa participants who used their full name than we had in Madison, Wisconsin, or we had in Raleigh, where we've taken the campaign previously.
And don't they get extra points being in the South for doing something like that?
Definitely. I mean,
I would have to say so.
You're in the buckle of the Bible Belt.
Yes, yes. And I'm hoping with this campaign it'll help loosen that buckle a little bit.
No, I was there recently in December, and I was shocked, truly, at the number of churches, the mega churches, and so many of them owned their own billboards. They didn't just have kiosks. I mean, everywhere you look, there's religion in Tulsa. So what is that like?
It sometimes can feel like you're drowning, if that makes sense, because everywhere you go, even as getting change at a store, You buy something, everybody says, God bless you, and you just have to put a smile on and walk off. And it's just literally you can walk within 7 blocks and see at least 7 churches.
Yeah, and you're not exaggerating. I have never seen anything like it. And that's why we really wanted to bring this campaign to Tulsa, because we want Tulsans to know how many friendly neighborhood atheists and agnostics are in their midst, and also to put some reason in the debate on religion.
Yes.
Now, Dan, why don't you read some of the other billboards that are up?
There's Sabina, how do you say her name, Eubank?
Eubank.
From Muskogee, which isn't far from Tulsa.
No.
Her billboard says, I can be moral without religion.
And now she's a student, isn't she?
Yes.
And she has a beautiful lavender background, and you had several students come forward to participate.
Actually, yes, we had a couple of law students that go to TU. We have a future engineer, and then, of course, Sabina is from Muskogee, and she is also a student.
And Sabina is Hispanic, isn't she?
I believe so. I believe so. I don't know her personally. I just had a chance to meet her when we were doing the photography for the billboards, and she's very nice, very nice. We just had a small chat with her while she was there.
And another minority...
another student.
Lamar Kearns?
Yeah.
Is African-American, is that right? Do you have it in front of you there, billboard?
We're getting a dog.
Hey, we're getting an atheist.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that.
That's okay.
My little dog.
Beware of dogma, right? Lamar Kearns wrote, people of logic don't belong in the minority. I thought that was a very, very powerful statement.
Yes, that is a very powerful statement. I think so. When I was having the reporter said that, you know, he didn't believe it was very powerful, because he said that a lot of Christian people believe that they are very logical.
Huh. What Lamar is saying is, join us. You should be proud to be a free thinker and to be using... Well, he described himself as a free thinker, which means someone who uses reason to form their opinion about religion.
Yes.
So, I mean, I guess that religious people probably won't be very happy with that billboard, but I was very happy with it. And is Lamar the law student?
No, he's the engineer student.
And then we have another student, is Sarah Sharp a student?
Sarah Sharp, yes. She's actually overseas right now, working with the UN on an internship.
And hers says, Sarah Sharp says, heaven is a state of mind.
Yes.
She calls herself an agnostic.
Yes.
And she has beautiful dimples and big smile, long hair pictured against a red background. Very fetching billboard. And then there was another student. Tell us about Hillary.
Hillary, she also is a law student. Very, very, very outstanding person, I believe. She actually works with my group that I'm a part of here in Tulsa, the Atheist Community of Tulsa, to try to promote, you know, community awareness of you know, free thinking people to not get such a stigma about us, to kind of open up that view, I guess, that some people have about us.
She says it in her billboard. Hillary says, "Humankind equals humans plus kindness. No gods required."
Exactly.
That's a really strong statement. Has there been any response on that?
I haven't received any response on a lot of them. I think nothing negative from our secular community. Of course, I've had nothing but positive things to say. I think it's more of the billboards that feature children that we've had some negative feedback about.
Well, let's talk about those. Let's see. There was do I not have this information?
Yeah, there's William and his three children.
Oh, yeah, that's
William,
right.
William, Perry,
Is that how you say it? I didn't know how to say his name.
Yes, William Perry. William Perry.
Okay, he's from Broken Arrow.
Yes.
And what does his billboard look like?
It has a blue background, and then he has his three children, Jacob, who's 5, Aiden, who's 3, and then Sophia is 3 months. And it says atheist by default.
Yeah, and it's very, very cute. Now, how can anybody object to that?
Well, because you're polluting the minds of young children with this atheistic, godless philosophy. Keep it to yourself, grown-ups.
Yes, that's kind of how it is. Some of the comments I've seen on the article online through the Tulsa World have been, you know, how dare he have his children on there? And if they knew William personally, I mean, they would see that he allows his children to think on their own, use reason instead of, you know, being forced to believe in something that's not evidence that there is a God.
And also, here we are. I mean, we free-thinking parents are so careful of our children and their right to conscience. We're not going around indoctrinating them. We don't send them to a school and then something on Wednesday every week that they have to learn a catechism and they have to learn what all this stuff that's above their heads. We're not indoctrinating
our
children.
But that's the point. They want children to be indoctrinated, and by us not doing that, we are hurting our kids.
So that's how a lot of them feel, yes.
Well, before we go to the break, let's talk about the other billboard that features a family, and this is a very beautiful billboard. Paul Sanchez, tell us about that one.
I love that billboard with his daughter, Adriana, hugging him is adorable. I love that one. It has a green background, which brings out a lot of the blue in his shirt and the blue in her eyes.
And she's
and
very
I love
little.
That.
She looks like what? She's 4 or 5, maybe?
She's 5.
With long hair. And then he quips, I have a personal relationship with reality.
Yes.
Very cute. And then what's also cute about his billboard is he describes himself as a polytheist.
Did he tell you what that means?
Well, poly meaning all, of course. He doesn't believe in any god, any deities, anything that's out there.
Poly meaning many.
Yeah,
there's
so,
many.
I mean, I actually looked this up, and I have to admit, I took the Wikipedia definition. You know, someone who rejects many gods, all gods.
Right, all gods.
The many that have been proposed out there.
Yes.
So
we're going to take a break here, but stay on the phone with this, Rhonda. We're talking with Rhonda Dorrell. I'm Dan Barker with Annie Laurie Gaylor, and we'll be right back to continue talking about the Tulsa, Oklahoma Out of the Closet Freethinker Billboard campaign.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oh, every night, my honey lamb and I.
I'm State Senator Ernie Chambers from Nebraska. I'm on Free Thought Radio, which is like an oasis in the Sahara Desert.
This is Free Thought Radio with your hosts, Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor.
And we're back. I'm Dan Barker here with Annie Laurie Gaylor, talking with the out-of-the-closet born-again skeptic and Tulsa FFRF activist, Rhonda Dorrell.
So, Rhonda, again, I want to introduce you and say I said your name wrong. It's Rhonda Dorrell, and you are the essential person who did so much legwork in making this campaign possible. Now, you didn't go out just once, but I believe twice on these long excursions to scrutinize potential billboards for us, didn't you?
Yes.
So you must have spent, a couple of days just doing that?
A couple of days, yes. And Brian from the billboard company actually did, we sat down for 3 hours one day just going over locations and pictures of the area just to kind of save on gas in the hot day. So,
are any of the billboards next to the big praying hands at Oral Roberts University?
Couldn't get anything within miles from that. Miles from that. There was nothing available.
They must have a protective force field around it.
But now my understanding is they're sort of all over, which is nice. We wanted to scatter them.
Yes, because the first options that they that he introduced to me were just kind of sort of in the northern part of Tulsa, which is fine, but they were all just kind of clustered together, and I wanted to see them spread out throughout the city. So we have them on the west side, the north side, central Tulsa. We have them on the south, east, everywhere.
There's a lot of suburbs in Tulsa, so you're hitting those areas.
Yeah.
Now, we want to be sure not to overlook any of the billboards that we didn't mention. Why don't you tell us about the billboard by Rick Norse? Do you remember that one?
Oh, yes. That one, let me pull that up here. I'm trying to think of exactly what that one says.
While you pull that up, he describes himself as husband, dad, artist, atheist.
Yes.
And he was toying, not using his full name, and then he decided to really come out of the closet.
Do you have it there now?
Yes. It says, I don't need an eternal reward to be moral.
And that's a really important philosophical statement to make.
Mm-hmm. And that that kind of describes Rick. I've got to know Rick over the last couple of months, and he's an exceptional artist. He does photography on the side. I've seen some of his work on his pages. He's helped us with our website, our personal website with the ACT group here. And I love the Superman shirt he has, and then the orange background just goes perfect with everything.
Well, because if you do need an eternal reward to be moral, then are you really moral?
So I think that that statement's going to stop some people in their tracks, you know, who have never thought about it. I mean, people who were indoctrinated and have this idea that to be religious, to be good, you have to be religious. So, well, it'll be really interesting to see eventually what kind of reaction all of these get. And then let's see, we've also overlooked Vanessa Hayes. And tell us about her.
Vanessa's a mother of three. A single mother of three. She's also a waitress, and she stands like I do. She's very out there, and her says another atheist for peace and world harmony, and I think that says a lot right there, because I think a lot of people have they think that we're mean and cruel people in some way. I don't know why or how that comes off, but
the Bible says it. I know exactly why. Psalm 14:1, no atheist has ever done a single good thing. They are all evil and they are all corrupt. That's what the pulpits say every Sunday.
So
that's true.
So she's making quite a statement. And what I really love about the Lamar outdoor artist chose a very tranquil turquoise background for her saying another atheist for peace and world harmony. Really, really, really beautiful billboard. And then I think the final one that we haven't talked about was supplied by Melissa Robbins of, how do you say this, Tahlequah?
Tahlequah, yes.
And is that a suburb?
No, it's not. It's about an hour from Tulsa. It's where NSU is located, a semi-large university here in Oklahoma. And she has a business there.
She called herself an entrepreneur and an atheist on her billboard. And then she said, reality is my God and my religion.
Yes.
So
wasn't Tahlequah where the Cherokee Treaty was signed, where the Trail of Tears ended and all of that? Christian invaders with their Bibles and guns finally were victorious over the natives. I think it was in Tahlequah.
Yes, that is in Tahlequah.
Wow.
So I think that all of you are very brave.
Thank you.
Of the closet and in such a friendly campaign, and everybody looks friendly or smiling, and everybody makes sense, and just congratulations. It's just really stunning, and we're waiting. They just went up, so there hasn't been TV coverage yet, but there was a great big article in The World.
Yes, The Tulsa World.
By Bill Sherman, the religion editor.
Yes.
And then, of course, some of those comments at that page are getting kind of nasty.
They're right off the bat, they were nasty. I mean, we had a meeting the day after the article came out with my group to just kind of, you know, see what everybody thought about it, because you know, they were seeing negative things, and I was just trying to explain to everybody, be positive about it. We kind of know how we were going to be perceived, especially when no one had a chance to even read or see the billboards.
Yeah, they just had one photo, I think.
They had one photo, mm-hmm. and that was of William and his family. And just right off the bat, we were inundated with negative comments immediately.
But there's been a lot of positive comments, and freethinkers can make positive comments up that Tribune, the World website. We have that up at FFRF in the news. Mm-hmm. You can go look at all of the billboards at our website under... I think it's called Outreach.
Or press releases, too.
The press release. You can see every single one of these very beautiful billboards. So thank you so much, Rhonda, for making this possible.
And thank you for allowing me to make it possible.
Well, you're very brave, and keep up the good work down in Tulsa.
Thank you.
We also want to thank our producer, who every week does this faithless job of engineering the show, Brian Tirani.
And we want to thank Damon Fowler, our first guest, and another very, very brave secularist.
If you want to hear the show archived, go to ffrf.org/radio, and you can also sign up there for the podcast.
Ask for more information at ffrf.org. Support us, support our work for state church separation, the letters that we write on behalf of people like Damon. Support our billboard campaign. This costs a lot of money. Down there in Tulsa, you can join us at ffrf.org. Phone 1-800-335-4021 for more information. Ask for a sample issue of our newspaper and join us next week.
Free Thought Radio is a production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, ffrf.org. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews brought to you by Annie Laurie Gaylor and Dan Barker.
I hope someday you'll join us.